people, when they start their jobs, they get a great big employee handbook. John, did you read the employee handbook, the whole thing?
Oh, sure I did. Yes, every single word.
Yeah, you probably
word.
Didn't. But you may not know that there's a national organization, actually, for human resource workers. Did you know this? They actually conduct what's called a romance survey. And in the last romance survey, 72% of employers say they do not have a written policy about dating in the office. 14% say they have an unspoken policy that everyone just kind of understands. And here's maybe an even more surprising fact. Most HR managers say marriage is the most common end result of workplace romances. And they even say that studies show a higher level of productivity from dating couples on the job. So every time we want to talk about work, we, of course, talk to Beth Kobliner, our work contributor. She's here to explain all of this and some of the difficulties, challenges, and maybe benefits of dating on the work.
We're also going to date our way out of this recession. Is that what you're saying, productivity-wise?
I doubt it, but it's an idea. We're also joined by a happily married couple who met at work, Shelley and Kevin Shanoy. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Beth, let's look at this historically, because in the 1990s, we saw some kind of draconian policies. Dating at work was really frowned on.
Right. Well, it's interesting that you talk about, you know, when you match it up with the recession. It's the first time we've gotten some heartening news, and a Vault.com informal study just is coming out tomorrow that showed that when you look at the recession, 70% of people say that despite bad economic times, it hasn't affected their willingness to take a risk and plunge into love in the workplace. So I guess that's the heartening news, that despite bad times, people are still willing to take a risk. But you're right. You know, the last few years, we have seen a growing acceptance of love in the workplace. In fact, if you look at people today in their 20s, about 30% say they have had a romance in the workplace. Where if you look at people today in their 40s and you ask, have you ever had a romance in the workplace? Only 17% say they ever have had that. So I think there's a shifting, you know, acceptance of what's okay. And most polls these days say 40 to 60% say of people say, yes, I've had some sort of romantic relationship in my workplace. And 30% claim that that has led to some sort of partnership or marriage.
Okay, well, that's a lot of numbers, but we have in-house the actual real result of these numbers. Shelley and Kevin, that's right. You guys met on the job.
Yes.
And you're working for an international banking corporation. How did this kind of get started? Were you actually dating while you were working together?
No, I was dating someone else I was working with at the same job. So, yeah, and you were dating someone else, sort of.
Yeah, I think
I've got to get into this international banking thing.
We also were working in a very old group, so we were like some of the only like young people that we had met. So it was kind of cool to meet someone of our age bracket.
True, but I was actually dating someone on my team, which was seriously frowned upon. So that was like this big secret.
But you and Kevin were in different departments.
But then we were sort of in the related departments, I guess. But we were openly flirting at work because I was already hiding a different relationship.
Well, was there a negative reaction if you were openly flirting where people notice it? There was.
I think for her, we were discussing this before, and for me, I got like a little, you know, my coworkers would give me
memo.
A time.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like a reality show.
So it was kind of more acceptable for you to be flirting Kevin than for Shelley.
Yeah, I straight up got pulled aside and reprimanded.
And it's interesting because there was a study that came out last year that showed that it can be especially damaging for women. It's unfair but true. Women tend to be judged more harshly in these kind of situations. And it seems that, you know, on the outward, it sounds like a great thing. You meet somebody in the workplace, but there are a lot of pitfalls that people have to be
okay,
careful
of. How do you avoid them? What's the best way to handle this?
Well, first of all, the big no-no, and these guys did it, and they seem to be okay, but dating somebody who is your boss, or in this case, he wasn't your boss.
No.
But somebody who, if you're an employee, for example, the U.S. Army bans outright the idea of dating a superior.
Right.
UPS bans outright. If you're an employee, an hourly employee, you shouldn't be dating a supervisor.
Because of harassment cases.
Absolutely. But other workplaces, they have these love contracts or, you know, various rules. So you want to know your company's rules.
And there's Letterman.
Then there's Letterman. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then you get into the situation of other workers being upset that, oh, well, he's dating her and she's getting preferential treatment with the Letterman case. She's going on the air more. So are people upset that that person's getting... So they're all kind of state laws, federal laws and workplace laws.
You should probably
read
your handbook, right?
Read that handbook.
John, Shelley and Kevin, what advice do you give to somebody who's met somebody on the job that they want to go out with, but they don't want to quit their job in order to date that person?
be ready to keep a lot of secrets.
Be discreet.
Yeah, you gotta be discreet. Don't be an idiot. I mean, don't flaunt anything. Don't make anything obvious. You've gotta try to hide it.
You're not saying don't be an idiot like I was. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I didn't want to say that.
That's the takeaway. Right. Don't be an idiot, which actually works on a lot of subjects
sweet.
On this
Have
show.
A happy Valentine's Day, guys. Yeah.
Shelley and Kevin Chenoy, a married couple. They met at work at an international banking firm. And, of course, takeaway work contributor Beth Koblinger. Thanks so much.
And Shelley and Kevin's romance, you can read some of the details on our website. We got both versions of the story. Check it out at thetakeaway.org in time for Valentine's Day. Do you have your own tale of workplace romance that went right or horribly wrong? We'd love to hear your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or on our site, thetakeaway.org. The First Lady will be on Good Morning America in a few minutes talking about childhood obesity. We're looking for your take on dieting. If you've lost weight, what's a tip you have for everyone? And part of the reason it's hard to lose weight is because of vices. What's your vice? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post it to our website, thetakeaway.org. If you lose enough weight, you could have a good week. Okay, The Week magazine has Good Week, Bad Week. Stay tuned for that on Friday.
I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.